From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Next month, the Iraqi government will take control of a large group of Sunni paramilitaries. Many of these men were once insurgents fighting American troops. Now they're paid and supervised by the American military, and they've played a key role in reducing the violence in Iraq. With the handover, Iraq's Shiite-led government has promised to fold some of the militiamen into the state security forces and to find civilian jobs for the rest. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad, some Sunni militia leaders are not happy about the plan.
Sunni paramilitaries check all the cars that enter the Baghdad neighborhood of Fadl, the gatekeepers to an area that looks post-apocalyptic. Some buildings have been completely pulverized by bombs. Others are so riddled with bullets that they resemble rotting logs bored into by an army of termites. At a nearby mosque, Khalid Ibrahim, the local militia leader, holds court. A former colonel in Saddam's army, he was part of the insurgency until 2007, when he switched sides, allying himself with the Americans against al-Qaeda in Iraq. Since then, the American military has been his chief backer. But the recent deal the U.S. struck with the Iraqi government has left Khalid Ibrahim angry and uneasy.
They should have consulted us before taking any decision so we could have given our opinion. Instead, they've treated us like a commodity that can be moved at will from one place to another.
On October 1st, the government of Iraq will be taking over in Baghdad supervision and payment of the Sunni paramilitaries, known collectively as the Awakening Movement, or the Sons of Iraq. The U.S. military had been giving each member about $300 a month. Khalid Ibrahim suspects, though, that the Shiite-led government of Nouri al-Maliki wants to ultimately disband the force.
The aim is to get rid of us. Why? Because of the upcoming provincial elections and then national elections. They fear that we will get power.
For the past few months, the Iraqi government has targeted leaders of these Sunni groups, putting them on arrest lists. The Iraqi government claims the men are wanted for continuing criminal activity. They insist it's politically motivated. While the U.S. military is promising that the Sons of Iraq will be protected under the new management, leaders like Khalid Ibrahim say they are keeping their options open.
In future, if we do not notice any serious cooperation from the Iraqi government side, we will walk out. That small salary will not make us compromise our values and principles.
And he says there are more men under his control than the 160 on the books. His group, he says, will never disappear.
We allowed them to register 160 of my men in order not to embarrass the Americans. But that number is like a drop of water in a huge sea. We've told the Americans that as long as you are true to us, we will be true to you. So we gave them this to satisfy them.
He warns the Iraqi government and the Americans that there will be consequences if he and his men continue to feel under threat. Outside the mosque, children play in a fetid green stream of sewage. Khalid Ibrahim takes a visiting reporter on a stroll through the neighborhood. What do the people of the Fadl area want? The Iraqi army and police here? Or are they happy with the paramilitaries in control? It's hard to know. Security is much improved, but with the blessing of the U.S. military, the rule of law kept by these former insurgents is brutally imposed. I ask a shopkeeper a question about the situation in the area. He looks at the floor and refuses to answer, obviously afraid. Turning a corner, Khalid Ibrahim then takes offense at an offhand comment someone else makes to his reporter guest. He launches himself at the man and slaps him across the face. The blow was hard enough to leave a welt across the man's cheek. The area is crowded, but no one does anything. The man is cowed and walks away. Then Khalid Ibrahim ushers us into our waiting cars, telling us to return anytime. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.